The 17th annual Research Day included details on a variety of ongoing projects, including treatment for brain injuries, how telehealth works in rural settings, how surgery therapy procedures may encourage opioid use, and so many more. Francis Farrell is the Senior Director of Research and Development at Carilion Clinic.
When you think of research, you think of lab-based research, but really the lab of Carilion Clinic is the hospital bed. So our research is patient-centered, so most of our research relates back to the care and new therapies for patients.
Also taking part on Research Day, displaying their project's goals and progress on poster boards, and then making a presentation, were Carilion partners at the Radford University Carilion, the Fralin Biomedical Research Institute, and Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, where Liliana Ladner is a third-year student who had posters up with four research projects ongoing.
I'm hoping to go into neurosurgery, so a lot of my research is kind of focused on how we can both predict how well neurosurgical patients will do, as well as contribute to improving their outcomes. So I did Carilion Research Day last year. It was my first time doing a conference, I think. And then after that, I went on to go and do a couple conferences nationally.
Some of those projects highlighted on Carilion's annual Research Day could be featured in medical journals, and some could lead to breakthroughs that benefit a wider audience. Gene Morano, WFIR News.